first topic, Be'ezer Hashem, for today, for Daf Tes, Maseches Brachos, revolves around the machlokis between Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria and Rebbe Akiva of what exactly is the appropriate time for the Zman of Achilas Karban Pesach. Does it go until Chatzos, as we elaborated upon according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, or like Rebbe Akiva, who says that it goes until Alos HaShachar? That machlokis, in terms of Karban Pesach, we discussed when we did the Gemara. Unfortunately, that discussion does not enter Halacha L'maisa today. Be'ezer Hashem, we hope that next time we get to this daf, or even before, maybe when we get to Maseches Pesachim, it will be already Halacha L'maisa. The Halacha L'maisa applications of it relate to the night of Pesach, and that is, when do the mitzvos of Matzah, Maror, Haggadah, Hallel, etc., when do they extend to? Do they extend until Chatzos, or do they go Alos HaShachar? The Rishonim bring out that the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria will exist in that area as well. In other words, according to many Rishonim, if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, then that means that on the night of Pesach, the mitzvah to eat matzah is only until Chatzos. If you take a look at our Gemara, you will see that the Ein Mishpat sends us to the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach in Perek Ches Halacha Tezvav that says Kvar Biyarnu Mikama Mekomos Shein HaPesach Nechol Ala Ad Chatzos Kedei Laharchik Mina Avera V'Din Torah She'Ochol Kal Halayla Ad Amud HaShachar. That the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is until Chatzos. However, the Din Torah could already be eaten until. And this is as well the Rambam's psak in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Halacha Aleph, that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva for all of the mitzvot halayla that one can eat the Karban Pesach as well as the Afikoman until morning of Alos HaShachar. This yisod is borne out by the Gemara in Pesachim Akuf Chaf Amadeis, where the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, it's until Chatzos, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it is Kol Halayla. The Rambam is paskening like one of them. However, if you take a look in Torah Shulchan Aruch Simin Tav Ayin Zayin, the Chumrah that exists for many today appears, and that is that Rabbi Tam and the Ran both follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and that is that the Zman of Achilas Afikomen is until Chatzos. Hence, in Mishneh Berurah, and even in the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Psak follows against the Rambam, like the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, to eat dafka before Chatzos. It is well known that since it's a Machlokas Rishonim, the Avnei Nezer suggested the following solution to the phenomenon of eating and getting everything done on the night of Pesach before Chatzos, with the following suggestion. In Orach Chaim, Shin Pei Aleph, the Avnei Nezer writes, the following condition should be made before Chatzos, and one should stop wherever one is. One could stretch out, Chasidish is man, stretch out the time, no requirement for a person to rush to get everything done before Chatzos. If you're in the middle of Magid or in the middle of Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Chatzos, take a kezayis matzah. Well, Magid won't work. Let's talk about in Shulchan Aruch. Most people are in Shulchan Aruch. Take a kezayis matzah and make the following condition in the middle of your meal and say, if we paskin light, Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, then in 10 minutes from now is the end of Zman, this matzah should be considered the afikoman. And if not, we paskin like Rebbe Akiva, I'm stam eating matzah in middle of the meal. The Avnei Nezer's fascinating assumption is that we all know that there's a prohibition, Eim Aftir and Achar Pesach Afikomen, there's a prohibition of eating after the Karban Pesach. The Avnei Nezer claims that's only during the Zman. If it's past the Zman, then there's no requirement, and therefore one could continue eating. The assumption of Avnei Nezer, of course, is this idea, Eim Aftir and Achar Pesach Afikomen applies only during the Zman of Achila, number one, and number two, in quite a few places, particularly in Chelik Aleph, in Rav Nevin Zal's Mishneh Berurah, he discusses whether a tnai by mitzvos would be acceptable. It could very well be that a person cannot introduce a condition when doing a mitzvah. Either you're doing the mitzvah or you're not doing the mitzvah. See, there's Chelek Aleph, an Arichos in that, and there are many Achronim that discuss that as well. But this is the suggestion of the Avnei Nezer. In regards to other mitzvahs, it should be noted that the Ran, as quoted in by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, suggests that this requirement does not only apply to Afikomen, which corresponds to the Korban Pesach, but all mitzvot halayla, including Hallel. Therefore, according to the Ran, one needs to finish Hallel as well before Chatzos. If I'm not mistaken, some of my Rabbeim were machmir for this. On the other hand, some of my Rabbeim are not. That is very difficult to finish Hallel before Chatzos. There is a fascinating question about the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself in regards to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Clearly, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that when it comes to the mitzvot halayla, it extends until Chatzos. However, there is a Mishnah, which we quote in the Haggadah, called Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua b'Elazar ben Azariah, that they were sitting and Osek in, as the Mishnah describes, Misaprim b'Yitzias Mitzrayim kol osa halayla. And many are bothered. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself is of the opinion that the mitzvah is until Chatzos. How could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah be involved with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim if he holds that there isn't a chiyuv here at all? Some want to suggest a very simple answer, a very beautiful answer, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sitting with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Rav in Bnei Brak. Even if you disagree with the Rav, you follow that which the Rav is doing. Rav Soloveitchik suggested a different answer, and we will see that this answer or something similar to it is going to be necessary within the Shulchan Aruch, within Halacha L'maaseh. It's not enough to simply say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was following Rabbi Akiva when one opens the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion was that there are two halachos, two components of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. One is the component of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that is connected to the halachos of the mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Soloveitchik elaborated on this, that the precipitation of the Matzah and Maror is to discuss the halachos that relate to it, and then thereby, presumably, the inspiration behind it. And that exists when the mitzvah of B'Shoah, Shabiyesh, Matzah, and Maror, Menachem, Lefanecha, that exists until Chatzos. The halachos are only pertinent when then there is another din, and that is to be osek in the sipur maisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like many have the custom to continue with the midrashim and so on and so forth, and that exists the entire night. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says that there is a chiyuv chayiv in Simin Tav Pei Aleph. It's one of the things I like to point out to my students, that this is an example of staying up all night, which is a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch many people are not aware of on the night of Pesach. In contrast, many people are aware on Shavuos night of staying up the whole night. That is not found in Shulchan Aruch. Here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayiv Adam Lasot Bilchas HaPesach B'Yitzias Mitzrayim U'Lisaper Menisim Neflo Shos HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avosenu Ad Shetech Defenu Shena, until he falls asleep. The Chiyuv is until he falls asleep, but is the entire night. That, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds, is the Chiyuv. Whether that is the correct answer in terms of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's own hanhaga or not, clearly in Simin Tav Pei Aleph Beis, even though we follow the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah that one needs, both for Ashkenazim and Sfardim, to lechatchila do it until Chatzos, nevertheless, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim exists the entire night. Chayiv Adam Lasot Bilchas HaPesach U'B'Yetzias Mitzrayim U'L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflo Shasa HaKadosh Baruch La'Vesenu Ad Shetach Tevenu Shena. One could point out that Soloveitchik's approach does not really fit in the Shulchan Aruch, because in Shulchan Aruch it says that there is an inyan to be osek both in Hilchas Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to tell over the Nisim V'Niflos until one falls asleep. And therefore, that would seem to indicate that at least in Shulchan Aruch, all of the mitzvot halayla of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if there is a dichotomy in the discussion of the halachos, all of that exists until Techtefenu Shena. Hence, it could very well be that even though the mitzvah The mitzvot halayla exist until chatzos. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, not the way Rav Soloveitchik taught it, the halachos, the nisim and the flows, exist the entire night until a person falls asleep. This concludes our first topic with the approach of Rav Soloveitchik. I didn't give the reference. It's found in the Siach Hagrid in his grandson's Haggadah of Yitzchak Lichtenstein's Haggadah, as well as in the Harurei Kedem. The second topic I would like to discuss is the topic of the Zman of Tefillin that emerged from our Gemara and Mishnah, that the Mishnah had quoted an opinion that said that the Zman of Kriyishma is Mi Sheyakir. And the Gemara says that Anshei Vasikin should put on Tefillin by the Zman of Mi Sheyakir and say Kriyishma with the Netzach Hama to go into Tefillah at that particular moment. So our Gemara tells us the halacha that the zman of putting on tefillin is the zman of Mishiyakir. There are different customs of when is the zman of Mishiyakir. This is brought down in regards to tefillin in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Lamed. Zman hanachosam baboker, we pass in the Mishiyakir is Mishiyira es chaveo ragilimo tzas berichuk dalet amis v'yakirenu, recognizes his friend in a distance of 4 amis. Rav Neventhal quotes different customs in this regard on page 58 in his Mishneh Berurah. For the Svaradim, he says it's an hour before Netzach Hama. For Ashkenazim, it's 50 minutes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal felt that it's even a little bit less than 50 minutes before Netzach Hama. Either way, one generally follows what is found in the standard Luach. This is the Zman, the earliest Zman for Tefillin. It is the same Zman as well from the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Tes, in Simi Yud Ches, for Tzitzis as well. A fascinating shaila that was posed to me just this week from a dear Talmud, which I asked Rav Neventhal about, revealed something very, very beautiful about this requirement of Mishiyakir when it comes to Tefillin. This dear Talmud is a medical student, and he's hitting one of his most intensive years, and he will have to daven before rounds, and that will be prior to Netzach Hama, after Alos HaShachar. The question was, what should he do in regards to Tefillin? Originally, we thought the question would be, in regards to Tefillin, should he put on the Tefillin without a bracha before the Zman of Mishiyakir? After all, the Zman of Tefillin only starts by Mishiyakir, and then, as the custom of many of Rav Neventhal's Talmidim, to put on during Mincha. For a separate discussion, Rav Neventhal holds that it could very well be that one has to put on tefillin in general during Mincha. I know it's a big chidush, that's not for now. That he should put on the tefillin during Mincha with a bracha. After discussing it with Rav Neventhal suggested a fascinating chidush. He said that he thought that the person should put on tefillin with a bracha, even though it was before the Zman of Mishiyakir. Why? Well, he pointed out that Mi'ikur Dedina, we paskin tefillin, Laila is Zman tefillin. If Laila is the time for tefillin, so then the only reason we don't put on tefillin at night is because we're afraid a person is going to fall asleep in them. Rav Neventhal pointed out that in Russia, he could not recall which posik had said this, when the Jews were oppressed over there, and there was no way they'd be able to put on the tefillin during the day, a psak was given that if they had slept already that night, they had gotten their night's sleep, and there was no chash that he would fall asleep, so then in such a case, maybe a doctor, he had to be careful to get a decent amount of sleep, both as a doctor and in terms of putting on tefillin. So then in such a case, then since we paskin that Laila is man tefillin, so then in such a case, a bracha could be made. In that case in Russia, it was said even before Alos, Kal v'chomer of Neventhal said, here in this case, where it would be after Alos, then in such a case, a bracha should be made on the tefillin even beforehand. However, of course, lechatchila, the Zman is Mishiyakir, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and for those who follow the tradition from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it is less than 50 minutes before Netzach. In terms of the Zman of Kriyishma, the Mechaber writes that even though the time starts Mishiyakir, we will read the language of the Mechaber in Simin Nunches Sif Aleph. Zman Kriyat Shma Shel Shacharis Mishiras Chaver Rogelim Oktzat Brichuk Dalet Amos. We discussed that time. Umitzvah Min Amufchar the Krosa Kivasikin. To read it at the time of the Talmidim. That's how the translation is inserted into the Shulchan Aruch. And Rashi says it means modest people are mechabev mitzvahs. Shehoyu mechuvanim lekroso me'at. They would try to leave a little bit of time. Kodem hanetzachama. Kedei sheyisayim kriyishma berchasel. Im hanetzachama. V'yismach hatfila miyad banetzachama. That is how we understand our line of the Gemara, La Halacha, where the Gemara says, Gomrin osa ima neitzachama, you conclude it with the neitzachama. In other words, the birchos kriyashma is concluding neitzachama, and one begins tefillah during the moment afterward. Remensal adds in the back of Chelek Alpha, the Mishnah Berurah, that there is an opinion of the Baal Hamor on brachos daf beis and the dafim of the Rif that says that there is an inyan to say kriyashma with Aliyas HaShemesh, with Alos HaShachar as well. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, the description is as we follow. This Be'ezer HaShem concludes our halachic topics today for Daf Tes.